Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Over 100 people were murdered in Russia on Friday, including women and children. 11 terrorists were captured by Russian authorities as they attempted to cross the border into Ukraine. They are being interrogated, and all roads lead to the U.S. State Department, who have been directing Ukrainian forces since their 2014 coup. The attack occurred on March 22nd, or 322. 322 is the mysterious number used by Yale's infamous Skull and Bones Society. The official story is that 322 symbolizes the year 322 BC to memorialize the event seen as the turning point which transformed Athens from a democracy to a plutocracy. A plutocracy is a society that is ruled by no other political philosophy other than the financial elite being in control of the people's destiny. The Skull and Bones is a grooming academy for the CIA, such as former director of the CIA, George Bush, and 322 is their calling card. During the Tucker Carlson interview, President Putin was clearly speaking to the CIA. The CIA responded in a New York Times article admitting that they are using Ukraine as a proxy to wage war against Russia. Weeks before the attack, Victoria Nuland repeatedly boasted that Putin was in for a nasty surprise.
Mr. Putin's going to get some nice surprises on the battlefield, and that Ukraine will make some very strong success this year.
This supplemental funding will ensure Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year.
On March 7th, the U.S. Embassy issued a warning about the threat of terrorist attacks in Moscow, specifying concerts. The British Embassy in Moscow mirrored this warning. Days before the attack, Barack Obama paid an unexpected visit to the British Prime Minister at 10 Downing Street.
President Obama, are you worried that Putin will rule forever? President Obama, why should we care about democracy in Russia?
Do you have a few moments?
Will you speak to us? Come and have a chat with us for a minute.
How did it go? What did you talk about?
Within hours of the attack, and without any evidence, the U.S. government blames the attack on the Islamic State and says that Ukraine is not involved. The very next day, while Russians were grieving, CIA mouthpiece The Washington Post gloated how the U.S. had prior knowledge of the attack and people still died. It has been noted that the terrorists were either professional assassins or trained by Western forces, for they were demonstrating NATO training methods, such as shooting in small bursts, trigger control, and proper mag reloads. For anyone with eyes to see, this is the modus operandi of the West. Al-Qaeda was famously created by Western intelligence agencies to fight the Russians in Afghanistan, and has been cultivated by the U.S. government and used as a catalyst for illegal wars and tyrannical laws against U.S. citizens. Ukraine's spy chief said 3 months ago, expect more attacks deep inside of Russia.
I'm very glad to see this. Yeah. That's my reaction.
That's your reaction. You're happy to see it.
Yeah.
Do you think there'll be more?
I think so.
Inside Russia? Deep inside Russia?
Deeper and deeper.
Dmitry Medvedev said that everyone is asking him what to do. He answered that those who were caught need to be killed, but it's much more important to kill everyone involved. Everyone who paid, who sympathized, and who helped. Kill them all. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized, my lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Longing for the sun, you will come to the island without me.
Well, I'm a big fan of this guy. I've been watching him for years, co-hosting with the great Jimmy Dore. Kurt Metzger is here. He's an Emmy Award-winning and Peabody Award-winning writer and producer. He recently played a series regular alongside Alan Alda, Jessica Lange, and many, many others. And, of course, he's just done so much more. KurtMetzgerComedy.com and at Kurt Metzger, that's M-E-T-Z-G-E-R, on X. And he's got, you know, so many shows. He's written for Chappelle, Jim Norton. It just goes on. And so it's great to have him here to talk about the world. We've got some of his comedy clips coming up as well. But he's really a hardcore guy that's aware of world events and what's happening. And so my wife is the one that gets alerts on her iPad, and she watches Jimmy Dore all the time. She watches her other favorite person to watch. She likes Jordan Peterson. She also likes watching Russell Brand. I kind of get mad at her. Why don't you watch me? Well, she goes, I got plenty of you at home. But she's a big fan of yours. So thank you for coming on. It was a great interview with you guys and Jimmy.
I wanted, because when you were talking about DMT and stuff before, and I never got to talk to you about it. Not right this second, but I was like, I've been meaning to ask you about that. Because you're talking about the alien entities they're trying to contact.
We can talk about DMT, and yeah.
It's not super interesting, but I found out what you were talking about.
Absolutely. So you're a smart guy. I mean, you do a great job with Jimmy, and I'm always impressed with somebody actually knows every topic I'm talking about and more and finds clips I don't find. So we'll get to some of those clips where they want to put earbuds that mind control you. It's official. It's here. They have the CIA patents. It's crazy. But now they're rolling out the WEF. But big picture, because we just were talking before we went live about just how insane the world is, about the P. Diddy stuff that you were exposing 2 years ago.
Well, no, I was telling my friends, if you just look at any like hip hop interview, my algorithm has like,
right, there's the camera.
I'm going to need a Yoo-hoo bottle and a net to explain. So,
oh yeah, you're sitting right where
I need a mask, a Yoo-hoo bottle and a net. So
net in Yahoo.
I know. And
I love Hitler.
They're going to take that clip out and say I'm actually saying that. It'll be all over the news. Jones loves Hitler. I'm imitating Kanye West. I do not love Hitler.
I think Kanye made a 40-minute apology to the Jews or something. I'm like for that. Anyway.
In Hebrew.
All right. I got this right. So the P. Diddy thing, I would watch. They arrested a guy for the Tupac murder. And I didn't know that everybody knew who killed him for the last 30 years. Remember there was the Nick Broomfield documentary?
Oh, yeah.
So I guess just white people didn't know. And so I'd watch these interview channels, and then I started seeing all disgruntled employees. There's a guy named Gene Deal that was his bodyguard. And right now is the age of disgruntled employees snitching on their employers, which I'm all for. I say keep snitching. It's great.
Well, especially if it's on government officials.
Yeah, 100%. You know,
the great part is I don't do anything weird. There's literally nothing other than the fact that everybody knows Alex Jones drinks sometimes and it's an issue. I've been going to AA. But other than that, the stuff the New York Times like said, we had a fish tank of an employee and Jones was mad and grabbed the fish and ate it.
That's Wolf of Wall Street. There's never been a damn fish tank here.
You never did a Wolf of Wall Street? I did.
I never murdered so much fish. But they make up lies so big, people go, well, it's got to be true.
You know,
I mean, Jones killed the employee's fish, and you're not working hard enough and grabbed the fish and ate it.
Even the real-life Wolf of Wall Street, nobody did that. If you ever look,
I believe
up,
like, it. Oh, I believe it.
So I don't know where that comes from.
You don't know until you're popular and well known.
I have to be popular, well known. I had old media try to ruin me back in the day, like 2015, and I have to have the right time.
Oh, you just did Joe Rogan. You are big.
No. Well, I mean, but back.
Back in the
a
day.
A while ago. But number one, whatever anybody would say, this is, I've used this actually talking to friends who agree with me. That's how you know it's crazy times, because, listen, I can't believe it. Alex Jones is higher accuracy than, if I look at your hit rate, it's way better. I mean, just turned out to be real, that sounded far-fetched.
Believe me, I wish I was wrong.
Yeah, no, right, yeah. It makes you crazy.
I remember in the old days, I'd say, false flags don't exist. Alex Jones is crazy. Because I would ask, is this event staged? Did Jesse Smollett stage it? By then, people were awake. Now, mainstream news says Putin blew it up. It's a false flag, which I don't think is the case. But at least people get that goes on.
So 20 years ago, okay, so I talked to Jason Burmes. When I get back, I'm going to do his
show. I've known that guy almost 20 years.
Yeah, I love that guy. And like 20 years ago, I was in New York when 9/11 happened. And I remember, like, the whole city was, like really together on this. Yeah, we got to go blow someone up. And they're like, we're going to Iraq. And there were people that were like, this doesn't make sense to go to Iraq, right? And I was like...
And no connection to 9/11.
And I can't tell you... I really can't tell you why. I was like, no, yeah, we got to go to Iraq. We got to blow up somebody Arab, I guess. I really don't know. But... So I'm not that smart. It's just that after, like, 20 years or so... It doesn't dawn on you, you got had? Like, you don't have to be smart. Like, how do you fall for the same... They're still using domino theory. They still use the Vietnam... We got to go to Nam because Russia will take over the world. You're still using that one? So I just have a little bit of memory, and I've done my best to kill it. So I think people just occupy with their own personal problems, and, you know, there's a lot of problems.
Well, it's like Biden saying, we'll blow up the Nord Stream pipeline, and then they blow it up, and then they say Russia did it.
And people get mad at you. Like,
you're like, why aren't you pro-America? And I'm like, I don't want my country hijacked by crazy people.
Well, that happened a long time ago, I guess. I don't have any say over.
Ever since they killed Kennedy, the CIA has been in control, and they are just out of control.
Is this am I wrong about this? I can't find that. I swore I read it somewhere, but the term conspiracy theory as like a thing was Alan Dulles.
Yes, it was created in 1963. There's even AP articles. It was released in 64 to anyone questioning the JFK assassination was called a conspiracy theorist, so you wouldn't debate the facts.
Right, and it's such a bizarre. Because, you know, if you in court for, I think Trump's was charged with criminal conspiracy, right, by Fannie Willis. Well, is that RICO conspiracy?
Yeah. Your Honor, the whole basis of organized crime laws is conspiracy.
Yeah, so, and I always ask, like, do you think, are you saying conspiracy, is it conspiracy to you a thing that's not real?
Everybody else does conspiracies, but not powerful corporations and governments.
Right, well, not the guy I like. But I'm non-binary politically, but every liberal I know, they all know the story of the Sackler family and how they OxyContin, and they saw the documentary. I was hooked on OxyContin.
And that was a real conspiracy.
It was very real. They all know about this. And I go, okay, you know OxyContin. Now hold that in your head. And now think about all the other drugs. Wait till you're not allowed to talk bad about Ozempic. I bet that's coming pretty soon where you're going to be shadow ban because you said something about Ozempic wrong.
I'll tell you what's incredible, and I've covered this, but I dropped the ball. I haven't covered it enough. The EU paid $20 billion to Meta, which is Facebook, to run their censorship, not just of Facebook and Instagram, but all over the EU, 450 million people. It's all official,
yeah.
And their first act is to fine and arrest people that criticize the Green Party in Germany. Or if people say two men can't have a baby, it's all listed right here. And they're now saying this is the model for America. So this has already been going on where the government outsources to big tech to do it. But Facebook's main business model is now quarterbacking censorship on other platforms for the government.
Yeah, right.
40,000 employees of Facebook now work to censor in live time with AI everyone in Europe. It's a huge article. It's on Infowars.com. A wave of censorship is coming ahead of the European elections.
So just now, because this is, I mean, how long, you know about this for a long time, and we covered it, like Twitter, all the things, Twitter files, they're always in bed doing this. But now friends of mine that, I would say my New York friends is what I go by because they're the most cut off from reality. You know, live in New York, you got to just not see things to survive. It's like a prison. So you got to, yeah, that's fine. That's fine. You, and so that's a skill. So when lockdowns and stuff come.
It's a dead body, fine.
Yeah, dude, no, I was numb to glue traps and homelessness very quickly. Okay. And so now the National Guard's in their subways. So, and people had to move out that aren't either rich or illegal. Like, so.
It's a dystopia.
Yeah. So now it's starting to dawn on a bunch of people. So, my buddy Ian, who came with, he was here with Attell doing a mothership, Ian Finance. He got shadow banned on his Instagram. And he goes, why do you think I did it? I go, I didn't do anything. I just made these.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Talk about what happened.
Experience, but I'll give you my whole crap. We'll just get into my crackpot feelings about it. So the first time I did, I saw that purple lady you hear about. A lot of people say the purple lady. And what I 100% think it is, the thing is when you're in DMT, if it's like, is this just in my head? I didn't get the feeling I went to another universe or anything like that. I felt like I went inside myself, but that was huge.
Which is a fifth and sixth dimensional gateway.
Well, what I think it is you're the collective unconscious. Like that's the original internet. That's the original, like, meat internet. So that's
why you're in a restaurant. You feel somebody staring at you. You turn around and they're there.
Yeah.
You pick it up.
So what, and this is the other thing I picked up from DMT is, like, we're like, oh, is this really a thing or just me? That difference is not a real difference. Even if they're not real, they're real. So, and that's just you, like, you suddenly
understand. It's programmed in you. One way or another, it's real.
So the purple lady is your creative part of your feminine side of your brain. And that's what I 100% believe it is. But, what I think could happen is these people, you know, you go online the wrong website and get a virus. That's a lot of this demonic stuff is like you're going into the deep web of, you know, the original one. And like it's just like picking up viruses because you went to a bad place.
And the issue is our species is so ancient, I believe, obviously not from this planet put here, that these are ancestral memories. That's why there are instincts. You see movies about space and planets and machines. It's like, well, I've already been here. That's why Leonardo da Vinci and all of them could envision machines and all this stuff that didn't exist, but then it happened because it's already there.
Yeah, right.
It's an instinctive
memory. That's a feeling I've always had about it. Is where they say, like a sculptor, the statue's in the trapped and you got to free it, and that's how they would sculpt. Like, it's almost like that, like a magic eye. It's a big mess, and then you...
Well, we have the blueprint, and there's no doubt. I mean, that's how Max Planck, 135 years ago, and Einstein was smart. He was able to promote it. They even say that in the Oppenheimer movie. It's obvious. He goes, I'm not good at math. I'm just good at promoting it. But Max Planck literally had dreams of the equations of finding matter and creating atomic weapons and nuclear reactors, and sketched not just the math out, but plans that he had in dreams for nuclear reactors. Well, it's because it was already there.
Yeah, no, all this stuff's already there. It's like a pareidolia where you could see like patterns and things. Yeah. I think it's how our brain works. Is it's a big mess. You know, you don't see reality. But that's just science. And then your perception is like you making pictures out of the big
mess. Well, that's it. But I mean, look, they can take chickens, just when they're done with ducks, and they can do 10 generations in just a couple of years. And they put them in a warehouse where none of the chickens or ducks have ever been outside. And it's like a 50-foot wall. And if they project a triangle flying over, nobody cares. And if they do the scream of a hawk, they don't care. But if they do the image of a hawk and the scream of a hawk, they all run into the coop screaming.
Yeah, right.
They've never seen a hawk, but they know what a hawk is, and they know what it sounds like.
Yeah,
see,
right.
That's the ancestral memory. So the ancestral memory is, we're not just a seafaring people. We're a spacefaring people. We were seated here.
Well, I do kind of think that, honestly. But so a friend of mine, Eric Hecker, was the Raytheon Antarctica whistleblower. Remember when they...
Oh, amazing.
The little...
Oh, God, could you get him on? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll put you in touch with him. Because I wanted him to do Rogan, because I saw him... Like I said, it ties in the P. Diddy thing and everything else. Disgruntled employees are coming out and snitching. And it's great. And so, to me, he had the bearing of a guy who was pissed off... That worked somewhere and look like he's lying. But the thing he's saying, I guess, is fantastical. I don't think it is. He said that it's a direct energy weapon that uses those ELF waves. You heard this, right?
Oh, yeah.
But the ice cube detector. Now, the reason that stuck out in my head was me and Jimmy covered Havana Syndrome. Remember at Havana Syndrome, they said
which the Pentagon just put out a big report and confirmed it. The brains have been changed. They've been hit with something.
I want to know this.
They tested the blood. It just came out last week.
This is just how I got to this. So the story was how the CIA is paying settlement. So I had watched the Breaking Points where they were talking about it was just cicadas and had been debunked after the study. First of all, the very idea that Cuba has a direct energy weapon they're using, I was a little, Cuba has that? No, you don't say. And then you can look up with like China.
Place.
Right. And the reason I thought immediately you could find the, I was trying to find the.
Who do you want to mess with? It's your own people to control.
Why are you paying settlements on a thing you debunked? People that really got injured in Iraq, they didn't, the 9/11 first responders, John Stewart had to go lead a children's crusade to get them money. But you're paying out six figures to people who suffered a thing you said is debunked. And on the show, it's like that, because it just doesn't make sense. And then so all these things, I got this garbage can memory that I can't kill. So I these things stick in the back of my head. So then when Eric's talking about this Antarctica, so then I started looking up all those ELF things. And you probably have already seen this, that paper from 2006, which from PSYOP to Mind War. Mm-hmm. And it's by Michael Aquino, the guy from the Temple of
Satan. Yeah, and now China and admits they can do targeting. I'm not trying to blame China. I'm saying that. They admit they have this.
Well, like such MK Ultra, we had to do all those crazy things because we thought the Russians are doing it. So so from just knowing that, if I see an article that says some enemy has a fantastic weapon, then I know we have that weapon because there's no way. You just know. You know for sure.
No, it's like China wants our chips. They're 20 years ahead.
Yeah, China.
That's another question. How did the U.S. get so far ahead?
And that's the other thing. So I'm glad you brought that up.
I'll tell you, it's done through channeling.
So, well, anything you create is anything I've ever created was channeling. I mean, I don't know, like, I didn't think it was Hermes coming to visit me, but I always feel if I did good work, it was channeled. It always feels like that. It feels like my consciousness took
it back. Exactly. You connect and you're like, whoa, I was just given this.
Yeah.
All the time I'm driving along, I was like,
and
don't tell people this is happening, then it comes true.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not even thinking about it. I'm like, go say this.
but there's studies about that where consciousness can get in the way of things you would do naturally. But what I think it is, you have your right and left brain. Right, your left brain's the cop and the logic and the, you know, whatever, and then the right brain's the feminine creative side, and then that's why you're supposed to have a mother and a father raise you to put that pattern on your brain as a kid, and then the subconscious is the kid they're raising. Do you understand?
No, it's right.
Okay, and so the subconscious is surfing the internet at night, and you know when you're having dreams or any kind of subconscious thing. So you need to have both of your hemispheres working together as parents to filter what you're seeing. So up until this point, and I got this from Mark Passio. This is not like my original.
Mark's really smart.
Yeah. And I'm watching him talk about, cause whenever I hear about the patriarchy, I go, what is that? The Illuminati for girls. Well, yeah, it is. Things were purposely left brain for a while. Now they're overly right brain. So now we switch from overly like the rational thing to everything. Yes. And oh, you're a tree. Yeah, you are a tree and you're a cat and you're a something. And now they want to kill the masculine part that everybody, male and female, has a masculine and feminine.
Is this the masculine part that's designed to defend the species and the female part that's meant to create the species?
So that's why, like,
totally true.
P. Diddy getting busted and Vince McMahon and Ukraine, all these things are all happening. It's amazing. At every level, the same thing is happening. It's like Michael Malice's book, which I didn't read, but I like his thesis, his white pill thing, which is the Soviet Union collapsed under its own weight.
No, I'm totally white pilled unless the globalists desperately claw us down with them into destruction. That's the problem, is we are ascending on the right track. The problem is they want to claw us in.
Well, something's happening. I don't know who the tippity top, you know, descendants of Atlantis ruling us are, but there's some you could see it.
Stay right there, Kurt Metzger. Stay with us.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
There is nothing more frustrating to me, whether it comes to news or anything else we're doing, than to know I'm telling the truth and to know that if you'll just listen to me and take action, it will change your life. Ladies and gentlemen, we have two great products that have been sold out for a long time. They're now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. X3 is the highest quality iodine, the missing link. It is back in stock, 40% off. And so is TurboForce, 10-hour clean energy, naturally released. It is amazing. Both of these products fund the InfoWar. So they could be placebo and it'd still be great because you're funding InfoWar. They're not. If you'll just try TurboForce, you'll see the results in 30 minutes. Incredible energy for 10 hours without the letdown. But if you will just take X3 on average for about 2 weeks, you will see amazing results because it's the missing link. X3 and TurboForce, both discounted now for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com.
Through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Here's a little of the comedy of Kurt Metzger, our amazing guest. Here it is.
Check in this hotel, and the lead desk, she's looking. I go, yeah, hi, I'm here with Hyenas Comedy Club, because they pay for it. And she goes, you're not the comedian. I go, yeah, I am. Why would I even have a free room at the hotel? Well, all right, but you better make me laugh this weekend. I go, bitch, hurry up and check me in. The f*** is this? I didn't say that. I was like, well, I have two shows Friday and Saturday.
Do you not want to say that trans women are women? Is that what your hang up is? Trans women are women, sir. Is that a problem for you to say? I don't have a problem with that. But personally, if I'm being honest, I think trans women are better than women. All right, well, I don't know if you watch sports, but they're killing it. Like, it's not even close. I just think women kind of suck, to be honest with you, but they're getting better, faster, stronger. Oh, I know you don't like it. Remember the women's march? They had them t-shirts that say the future is female? Well, it feels weird having to walk that one back, huh?
Kurt Metzger is a really smart guy and a great comedian. He's here with us. He just did Joe Rogan. It just dropped. What's some of the stuff you talked about with Joe?
Oh, my God, so much. I'll tell you a story Joe told me that really I thought about a lot. And it was, in some crazy way. You know, we all know about the scourge of furries now, but he was at it. He just saw them without knowing what they were, so he thought there was an amusement park.
Not everybody knows. Not everybody knows what a furry is, but it's in The Shining. They give you an idea what it is.
Explain. Don't look it up. It's gross. And then the thing he told me was, you know, in the backwoods or something, like where they send their kids to school, and one kid identified as a cat. You might have heard of this in England. There was
but also in Michigan, so they put a cat box out for him.
Well, no, the story is Joe's very scrupulous about the details. Somebody requested, can you put a cat box for the students as their cat? Now, this is before you would hear about this a lot, and he said when he told the story, so he didn't know this was some hot button issue when he told the story, people were like, don't shut up, don't say that. People were trying to cover it up. As if it's you're saying, you know, how America blew up the Nord Stream pipeline.
But so people don't look it up. Tell them what furries are.
It's okay. It's you dress up in, you know, those mascot costumes that employees at Disney have to wear and sweat all day in them. And people, it's like a, I guess it's a gender.
It's actually the pedophilia.
It's all, anything about gender. Or anything else.
And what do you think autism is? What do you think we're...
I honestly don't know. I'll tell you my only theory, which is not a learned theory. I'm open to any possibility because it's very clearly getting bigger and bigger. It could very much be like, you know, in the Michael Keaton Batman, the Joker toxin, and all the news people were like, they didn't have makeup.
No, it's the poisons in the food and water.
Yeah,
and shots.
I think it's a, you know, maybe it's not one thing by itself.
Cocktail.
But if you
exactly,
get the
right, I was about to say, it's a mixture.
That's just my wild speculation.
No, it's not speculation. You're right.
But what I notice is, and especially I watch like, I watch YouTube all the time. I watch everything. And these, like, I can't stand the debate bro format. It's like, so, but it's very autistic people. They intellectualize everything in the most idiotic way, and you can tell their personalities are not like they don't have enough identity of themselves. So what happens is if you look it up, and I don't know what the causation or correlation, when Zootopia came out, a bunch of them talk about this. They saw the movie Zootopia, and there was like a bunny that looked hot in it. And so it's like it's a combination of stuff, but I mean, it's like three generations. You're going to have them big head gray aliens with the slit mouths out of these kids because they're getting slowly turned into these malleable, like they're smart where they can make listicles, but they're also like children where they care about, you know.
They're not going through Carl Jung's rituals of development.
Yeah,
they've been,
right.
They've been set in a lower level than given a new false program to follow.
Yeah, it's really bizarre to watch it because, you know, and then it's such a spectrum of autism that I'm like, is this another thing that's not a spectrum? I'm willing to change any of the ideas I have about anything if somebody gives me a fact. I think it's the only thing.
You're dead on about this.
But it just seems that way to me. And then when I watch these arguments that they have, they're so clearly someone who's never been to the place they're talking about, and their Wikipedia, you know, like your destinies and what have you.
Well, planet Earth, the third dimension, is a launch pad for the human vision and God's program for us. But God doesn't make us follow the program. We can choose it. But if we don't, then there's all these other programs of all these other failed species and entities that are trying to influence us because we're so powerful to build what they want. That's the main transmission I get.
That's the channeling, dude, is there's so... You know, when I did DMT, and again, I felt like I was not in another universe. It was like I was inside out, my own brain. And It's like you can make things manifest here. You have an idea and you can make it manifest here in 3D. And like I said, I can easily see somebody picking up a virus, like a metaphysical virus, just like you would on a computer from going down the wrong...
That's what the whole demonic is. So shifting gears now into politics in the world, what do you make of the Ukraine war, the terror attack last week? You sent me a clip. It's long. We're going to play 3 minutes of it.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to play the whole three minutes. Just watch Wesley Clark.
No, we're going to play it. This is Wesley Clark, the hallmarks of ISIS. Retired general reacts to the attacks in Russia. Russia's now officially blaming NATO and says they have the evidence that they launched the attack. NATO said they were going to run terror attacks. I mean, it's not...
I just want to point out, by the way, like, I should probably be careful to say the U.S., like what Noor said, like, whoa, hey, don't just start getting wild that you... And we're just supposed to swallow that like it was true. You don't hear nothing about it now. So it's okay to smear any person that you don't like, except... The psychopath criminals in the intelligence community.
Well, I mean, I've been through this, and I'm not saying this as a victim because it made us bigger, but I've learned a lot through the process. When they rigged those court cases and found me guilty by the judges, then the PR firm out of New York bragged, yeah, we wanted to get Jones, so we went back to what he said he was currently doing things he never did, sued him, and then did all this, and now it's the model to get everybody else. When people see the establishment pushing something, you can bet it's a lie.
What they did with you, and I mean, it is like a test case. They're doing it to a lot of people. They've done it to a lot of people that I don't even like. But
literally, they would do AP articles every week for 2 years before they sued me, saying lies, and they put AP in every newspaper. And we're talking nightly newscast every day. So thousands of newscasts. No, hundreds of thousands of articles. I'm not that important. It was a ritual. There was something we were doing. They were afraid of the populace. There was something in a timeline they wanted to shut down. By the way, it didn't work.
Right.
And I think they even triggered the timeline and made us even bigger. It's weird. Like the Bible says, your enemy will dig a pit for you. They fall into it. They have this fear of what's going to happen, and then they go make it happen. Like, I look in hindsight now, I'm so thankful for all the persecution.
Yeah.
I am literally. It wasn't fun when I couldn't figure it out, but then later I figured it out. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense. Well, I'm just checking. I'm like, can we get my head more shined up for the... There's this great thing built in where a balance. So like in creating this, like where you have North Korea in your pocket and creating a society of snitches that is backfiring on them. Everything they do, it's like a Roadrunner or something. I mean,
pull up Coyote. Coyote plants a trap for Roadrunner. It always gets him.
I see Trump.
They're the Coyote.
Yeah. Stop ordering from Acme, guys.
Acme Explosives.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not my new name for the CIA. It's Acme Explosives. The CIA is now Wile E. Coyote.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. And nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com.
including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The I love you knots are littered all over the ground where I live in LA. There's just pretty much everywhere. I mean, it's shocking. If I went to Milwaukee and an underpass didn't have people under it, and I was like, it felt like I was in I Am Legend because there was nobody sleeping on the street. Are there other dimensional entities we can't see? Yeah, they're called the homeless. They're all around us. They're just like us, but they live on the ground. The whole system is like this, and it's got to dawn on people sooner or later. Like I said, I don't think I'm that smart. It's just I can remember things, and they bother me when I see the pattern.
You can see the patterns, which they don't want you to do. So we are literally living in the future in an attempt to keep us from our destiny and force us into a dystopia that we're supposed to love. And the good news is I am white-pilled, like you said. We are rejecting it. But the path of the white pill is going to be extremely painful.
Well, look, I just tell people, because people are like, hey, what can you do? Like, to me, I think all you got to do is just not lie for your team. Because at a job, most of the time you're expected, like, I watch people do this all the time. It's gotten absurd to where you're going to pretend. You know, remember we used to, back in the day after 9/11, and oh my God, these Muslims, you can't draw their guy or they'll lose their mind. Well, yeah, isn't that crazy? You can't draw a cartoon of them? Yeah, that is pretty crazy.
Crazy, because they don't want you to talk bad about their prophet. I'm like, yeah, I agree. We should have free speech. But, oh, we're going to fire you.
We have less free speech
than that. We're going to fire biology professors because they say there's X and Y chromosomes.
So
that's 50 times crazy.
So now the whole time failing and upward, they're still on the old the old paradigm of how you do your deception. They cannot adapt.
And they think building bunkers will protect them. No, being a real aristocrat, if you're supposedly elite, empowering people is what protects you, idiots.
Yeah, no.
So they want to turn you into mental patients so they can control you. You may get half of us turn us into mental patients.
Yeah.
The other half are going to destroy you.
Yeah, well, it early on, it's very clearly how a prison works. Like in California, for example, you go, they segregate. East Coast is not as like this as much, but in California, it's segregated by race. The same way the highway system was constructed to segregate it, that's how the prison is set up. And there's more prisoners. It's overcrowded. There's more prisoners than guards. How in the hell do you control all these people that a lot of whom are violent? You make sure that they are fighting on race. In fact, there's probably a separate trans wing or a separate. They got everything. And then everybody goes, those are our.
Interview Larry Nichols before he died. He was the Clinton's, you know, chief guy. And before, when they were governors, they said the CIA wants us to CIA have the broken coalition strategy. All these little broken, failed victim groups that they then, like a warden in a prison, oversee and control.
Yeah, it's all like if you're a really rich kid, you got and you didn't, you know. And I don't mean like $40,000 a year private school, because you're still going to learn about butt plugs there. I mean really, really rich. They learn Hobbes Leviathan, and they learn like the what's his name, Caesar's How to Divide the Gaul, like Bible stuff. Like,
I didn't even have to be told to do that. It was all the books in my house, and my parents would just leave them out on the table.
Really?
Yeah. Battle for Gaul, Technotronic Era, Zbigniew Brzezinski, all of it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, well, that's probably good.
Machiavelli, The Prince.
But even if you read, you know, if you just read the Dune series, that
guy, oh, my gosh, the first Dune book is dead on.
Hotel goes, it's a love letter to ISIS. He accused it of being a love letter to ISIS. Anyway.
Early 60s, about a particular planet that got.
Well, he just means because they're in NL.
No, I understand, but they got it populated by Muslims in the book. Funny, and it's Muslims 10,000 years from now.
Yeah, it's like Star Wars for like adults. But it's funny when what's his name? Luke Skywalker's already been deconstructed before he was even invented by George Lucas, by the guy acted up to be. And here's how shit really works. I bet he hit on a lot of things that are exactly how it works.
And notice, Paul Atreides is a prisoner to it, because the only way he can go is, even though he knows it's
going to, he runs away from it.
But he still does it.
But if you read the series, his son comes in and becomes the god emperor dictator.
Becomes a worm.
Because his dad was. Couldn't handle having to do the golden pat. The AI was going to come back and take over. And he knew the way humans, they had to become so sick of tyranny that they would never want it ever again. So blinding himself and going out in the desert.
And nuclear.
Skywalker in the part two where he was like an old man.
Yeah.
That's what Paul Atreides did. His son became the God Emperor and had 10,000 years and nobody could leave their planet. And then he would clone. He had all the ancestral memories of everyone in his family, and he would clone like Duncan Idaho and his friends to have companions. And he trained this, I think she was a Atreides chick, to kill him. He had to plan out being a tyrant, having them kill him, so that then they could do the great scattering and get back on planets in time for when the machines come back. And then after that, his Frank Herbert's son.
Which is kind of a riff on the Foundation series of Isaac Asimov.
Yeah, not that one, I don't like, I've never read it.
No, it's not as good. And then the remake, the movie.
I don't
think terrible.
Asimov is as good as a lot of.
No, I'm saying, but that's an archetype. So let's play this clip. This has all the hallmarks of ISIS. This is retired General Wesley Clark. Here it is.
The slamming of the Kyiv regime, you know, so it seemed that that's the direction they were going, right? Blame Ukraine. Now, though, ISIS is claiming responsibility and has come out and claimed responsibility, whether they did or didn't do it. They are claiming it. Is that in line with what you think may have happened?
It is in line, because I don't think the Ukrainians are going to go after a target like this. I think they'd go after oil refineries,
right,
radar sites, military targets. This is clearly a war crime. They wouldn't do it. As much as they're angry at Russia, and as much as something like this would bring the war home to the people in Moscow, who have been relatively supportive of Mr. Putin. But still, I think the Ukrainian government just wouldn't do this. There's no doubt about Ukrainians working against the Russians. There are attacks in Belgorod. There are Ukrainian agents infiltrating Russia. There's drones coming in. The security in Russia is sort of out of balance, I would guess, from all of this. And as Jill said, Putin's trying to mobilize people and send them to the front. And so there's a lot going on there. But this has all the hallmarks of ISIS.
And Jill,
right, let's stop right there.
Come on.
Meanwhile, these guys are like, we don't know who hired us. They're clearly cut out, super low IQ.
First of all if they ever use the word all the hallmarks before the rest of the sentence, you know it's a lie.
Because they're not giving you info. It's a guaranteed.
It's
total. The experts agree.
First of all, so ISIS came out of retirement, out of semi-retirement, to go to Russia while the Gaza thing's going on? That they would worry about something with Russia, ISIS would. That doesn't.
That's a whole other subject. Israel. I'm not attacking Israel, and I say that not to kiss Israel's
ass. Well, neither is ISIS. They're going to Russia.
I was about to say, just to be real here, Israel is destroying itself in world public opinion like never before. They're getting ready to bomb Rafah. They've heard everybody down to like this one little area. Now they're going to bomb refugee camps. I mean, Israel's committing suicide.
So, let me do this first because that. You were very accurate, and I know people go pro-Israel or anti-Israel. Dude, this is not even, like, I'm against murdering civilians on purpose. you'd have the Israel argument if you want later. Everybody talking about, you can't just murder civilians because you're mad.
On TV.
About it.
And then say, I'm anti-Semitic because I don't want Israel to...
You know what I said on Rogan? I go, listen, I would never listen to an Arab or a Muslim. I want everyone to know I'm a good person who would... Also, the ones that are on TikTok bragging about what they do, and it's disturbing.
Well, that's what's crazy. On national Israeli TV, we have hundreds of clips. We're going to murder them all. They're animals. We're going to genocide them.
Amalek. And
you're like, what the hell is this?
It sounds very ISIS-like, I have to say.
No, exactly. I don't like ISIS, and I don't know why. And I get Israel's in a survival mode. Well, you're not surviving doing this. If you'd have just killed Hamas's leaders, everybody would love you right now, and you'd be the victim. Instead, you are literally, they're getting ready to carpet bomb tent cities.
Well, okay,
I mean, that is not good.
This is the number one thing that gets my, that rustles my jimmies. you're supporting Hamas. You know who's supporting Hamas? Bibi Netanyahu. Openly. He openly, it came out, it's not go anti-Israel. They mean you're being anti-Bibi and the Likud party. In Israel, you could be against him. And they were. But here, people that I know that are liberals, they don't want to hear any bad talk about
it. They got conservatives and liberals supporting whatever the leadership of Israel does. I'm like, that's the government of Israel, not the Israelis.
So I would say if you want to know what's going on, don't trust the Arabs. Of course you should.
Hold on, stand there. Gotta go to break.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I know as viewers and listeners, you've heard callers call in and talk about how X3 has changed their life. You've heard listeners talk about how incredible 10-Hour Clean Energy Turbo Force is. Well, both products are back in stock right now. In fact, X3 has been sold out for more than 6 months, but despite that, it is 40% off because I want the people who have never tried the product to try it. Our regular listeners and the folks that have already tried it are chomping at the bit to get it. We appreciate them. But less than 1% of you ever buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com. Go there. Try X3. Get the missing link. that's essential to all electrochemical activity in your body. This is the purest, highest quality triiodine out there. You owe it to yourself to get a bottle and experience it for yourself. Takes a few weeks to kick in. On average, get X3. While you're at it, get Turbo Force 10-Hour Clean Energy at InfoWarsStore.com. Both of them discounted right now.